pressure on this bad boy. Radio. Where did it all go? Milky.
Race you out my mind. If it's been a long day, long day, long day, I can't live without you.
Seven whole days, whole days,
whole days. I try to erase you on my mind. If it's
been a long day, long day,
I can't live without you. For the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't give my heart to just anybody. No, I still didn't know how to feel, had to submit the wheel. Call me back surprised, things didn't seem real. Yeah, the dot and Cupid, I spent too many years out here looking stupid. I just want that loving that's real. My heart needed to heal, only way that it's real. Just listen, for the record, my heart is cherished, think of being self. Won't get my heart just anybody, no.
I know it's your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OGP. We in the building tonight. First Friday on OG Radio, man. Y'all already know what's up, man. First of all, I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Continuously support OG Radio as we do every Friday night, every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday. We in the building. That's what we do. Yeah, man, I got a good show lined up for y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? I got what we were tripping on later on in the segment. You know, I got that Karma reply with Amethyst a little bit later, man. I got some new music from my homeboy Beads and some more people, man. So I just want y'all to stay tuned, keep it locked, and let's get it in. You know what I mean? So, man, we do do the OG Radio, man. I don't know about y'all, man, but these gas prices are hurting my feelings, bro. I'm about to be like Fred Flintstone and just using one of his cars or something. Or, you know, getting some snow dogs or something and just get a sled hooked up and just go about my business. Or, I don't know, something. That's right, it's my feeling. Like, hell, bro. That's all I be seeing, just hell, bro. So, I'm going to tell y'all what I'm tripping on, right? And it's going to make y'all laugh. But it's the true fact. Certain cities, like now the gas prices went up, that's a couple things you need to understand. a little bit later in the show, I'm going to let y'all know about that. But it's a lot of stuff that you need to understand about when we do what we do here at OG Radio, number one. And number two, what are certain situations you're going to be asking about when you're doing things as far as acting for rides, gas money situations, anything else like that in between. I'm telling y'all right now, man, it's going to be a real one. Want y'all to keep it light, man. So right now, we're getting to some music, man. It's my boy L Hitter with All Year Loud right here. OG Radio.
Everything costs that I wear. Stone cold ice on my bracelet. What a chain like brick. know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Flying planes.
Yeah, yeah.
Black cars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, everyday shit. I'm an entrepreneur.
I got that thing with me. You softy hearted, no, you can't hang with me. When I was dead, broke, a few was only with me. When I was dead, broke, a few was only with me. Now I got the sauce, I'm stabbing too hard. Yeah, I got the sauce, I've been dabbing so hard. Cause I got the sauce, I'm lifted, I've been through it all. Now I got the sauce, I'm stabbing too hard. Yeah, I got the sauce, I've been dabbing so hard. Cause I got the sauce, I'm lifted, I've been through it all. I come at it hard. Ain't ready for war, ain't ready for war. I dress as a avatar, my dollars are truly a hoodie. Listen it up, I came from the bottom boy. With a dream and a drive, I'm rushing like Walter Payton. So soft, you so soft. Remind me of Tim Peputo. I got the sauce, grow with development shorty. I came to ball, I'm not taking no loss. I need what I need for a show, or you can get lost. Better yet, Moss, and my d**k's on you like a handoff. You can get tossed, that's a loss for a down. Cause you wanna clown, you salty, cause I got the sound. I been moving them pounds, on the low, now I'm south. I'm dirty, I'm dodging the crown. I keep the beat down, I don't f*** with no goobies. I'm hopping from town to town, city to city. You don't feel me, you don't feel me. I came from nothing, made nothing to something. Now can you feel me,
I can't do me stepping in, I got that thing with me. You softy hearted, no, you can't hang with me. When I was dead, broke, a few was only with me. When I was dead, broke, a few was only with me.
Now I got the sauce, I'm stabbing too hard. Yeah, I got the sauce, I've been dabbing so hard. Cause I got the sauce, I'm lifted, I've been through it all. Now I got the sauce, I'm stabbing too hard. Yeah,
I got the soul, I've been down so hard, cause I got the soul, I'm lifted, I've been through it all. Feel me, feel me. I got case of protecting myself, I ride with the steel G. I had to appeal me, cause I gotta stay free. Cause what's I need all of me, my lawyers, they feel me. Now I come through, I'm stunning, I'm flexing, my pockets as big as it gets. And them foreign coups with the perfect fit, make get wet as a fist. I bought my first watch at 26, the jewelry he on my wrist. I'm bloody walking up fleas, and my girl, she think it's a. And them tap, they run up, they gon' get hit with the switch. That 40, and make it do flips, and make you, and make it do flips. Yeah, I said it, make it do flips. I'm saucin',
I can't do Mason steppin', and I got that thing with me. You salty hearted, no, you can't hang with me. When I was dead, broke a few, was only with me. When I was dead, broke a few, was only with me.
Now I got the soul, I'm standing too hard. Yeah, I got the soul, I've been down so hard. Cause I got the soul, I'm lifted, I've been through it all. I got the soul, I'm standing too hard. Yeah, I got the soul, I've been down so hard. Cause I got the soul, I'm lifted, I've been through it all.
Been through it all.
Hey, I know this is AK OG Radio. We still in the building, still doing what we do. I'm gonna get this new joint from my boy B's for Erica Banks. It's called Twerk Girl. Live right here, OG Radio. You already know what I say, man. It's not an official word for me, it's just word for the OG Radio, man. Let's get it, man. With B's, Erica Banks,
twerk, OG Radio.
Tied it in the vice grip. Twerk something, baby, gon' bust it open. She make the pop, Coca-Cola. I like it when I stuff face down. Shorty make it drop like the beat when it break down. Baby, gone bees, it's a pleasure to meet ya. She lay it on thick like bag of pizza. She can make it clap like she up in the bleachers. Shorty make it shake like you're having a seizure. Pop that like a balloon. Throw that like one moon, yeah. Make it clap for it with the stripping. Throw it back on the I be tripping. Hands on your knees, make it bounce like you gotta go. Trying to get it open like I'm knocking at the front door. Dump truck.
Back it up.
E-Honda, smack it up. Hey, so fat, I need a lap dance. She be popping on the handstand.
Don't twerk, girl. Let me see you twerk, girl.
Me on the island, he Jamaican. Serving a waitress. Out of mother, little hyper, they don't say. You know I run it up, no I ain't a runner up. How she talk to when I'm the who been in front of her? Eat it from the side, might as well if I be sunning her. Huh, tell them, get that money up. Dick, be the freak. Such a toe to the floor, she a deep. She'll make a big, ain't cheap though. Huh, shout out to my partner B though. Look.
Yeah. Scooch.
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm back at it, got the trap jumpin', since a baby been in love with that cash money. Can't nobody out trap me, I'm a trap junkie. You can't whip it like I whip it, you a crash dummy. No, I ain't got no Snapchat, absolutely no recording where I trap at. Unless we in the studio and that's a trap exact. All my traps doing number, check the trap stats. Yes, I'm always on the grind, nigga. Playing games, I ain't even got time, nigga. Hating is a crime, nigga. Mind your business, stay the fuck up out of mind, nigga. I got what you need. I keep though. Trapper of the year, yeah, that's me, ho. I don't never sleep. I blink slow. That's a trap nap, bitch, if you ain't know. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
Woke up looking like I sold 50 bricks. I lost a million on the Falcons, but they missed the shit. Talk nasty to your chick, cause I'm filthy rich. I had to text her baby daddy, come and get the bitch. Call me East Atlanta Santa on my business shit. Put that Rolls Royce truck on my Christmas list. I try to make her snort it all, I need a witness, bitch. I'm serving so much lean, you lose your kidneys quick. I woke up in a dun, then I jumped in a Wraith. Next time my piss in a cup, I'm throwing the shit in their face. I'm trying to run the money up while I'm still standing in place. I went to sleep in the A, but I woke up in L.A. Scooch!
Trap nap, now I'm back at it. I'm addicted to the trap, I'm a trap addict. All I know is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. Trap nap, now I'm back at it. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it. All I do is trap, I got a trap habit. Took a trap nap, now I'm back at it.
Dismissed by another bullet upon you. You lock your door, songs in, hide your hands. They say your friends that I'm insane, but really like insane. You created a monster, liar, liar. Set your friends in your motherfucking house for you.
Baby, just come here. Let me hold you tight. You know I'll be talking. Comes me on when we fight, but I die inside when you're not inside. You can make me scream, so please bring me back to life. Crying, I miss your kiss, your touch, and
consistent, always in and out. I'ma throw you off the balcony. Had enough to get that with me. And let's not start the interrogations, cause I'm hard collab with no restorations. And it's too much crime with no conciliation. What's on my mind? Resuscitation. Cause I'm about to kill this nigga myself. Bitter hoes, solid quitter, but instead he quit. I got him going all crazy when I pull up. Make him wanna choke you, make you. Grab you by the tie, had a popo search you. Tell him it was self-defense. Plead the fifth, grab a fifth. Bad and mad, one straight tonight. What a glass of wine. I ignore the sound, cause damn you fat, but baby you be out of
your love, it's your charge, it's the way that you walk. It's your lips, it's your eyes, it's the way that you talk. Can we just break free? A strong mind, but you made me weak. Sometimes we hold on just to let go. If you love me, why don't need so much of a fairy tale? This is my last farewell to love. I miss your kiss, your touch, and I love the love we make. Love when you push my buttons. Thin line between love and hate.
Make they mouth drop when they see me. I'm a Sagittarius, girl, loving me ain't easy. Try to feed niggas, bend my fingers, they too greedy. They say I got issues, I know one day you gon' leave me. Just give me a warning, I don't wanna be heartbroken. I don't wanna be open. I don't wanna be hopeless. I'm not trying to lose focus. I've been through some shit, so please take caution when you near me. I know you don't care, but thanks for acting. You hear me? Lost control, come steer me. I got issues, clearly. Thankful how I grew up, not having shit, now I'm hungrier. Back then I was broke, now they on me cause I get money. Just know I appreciate everybody that held me down. Might not make it till tomorrow, so just tell me now. If you love me, tell me if you love me. Back then they ain't want me, now women keep trying to hug me. Told them I'ma make it, been grinding hard daily, can't you see? Yeah, he decent, but please tell him they can't mess with me. Not cocky, I'm just confident. Tell me why they hating, they jealous of my accomplishments. I just made a way when nobody wanted to tell me how. Turn me up, can you hear me now? I just wanna make their mouths drop when they see me. I'm a Sagittarius, girl, loving me ain't easy. Try to feed niggas, bend my fingers, they too greedy. They say I got issues, I know.
I know you wanna fly. Magic, walked in on my bitch with a bitch. told to carry on. I pull up in the bay with a stick, bitch. I'm very boss. I tried to rosé with the caviar. Disappear you quick with the stick. It's like a magic wand. Walked in on my bitch with a brick and told to carry on. Pull up in the bay with a stick, bitch. I'm very boss.
You keep talking all that coke. We can't work the rap. I was on my way to drop the work in Texas. Stepped on it twice, now we working with X. I'm lying. I stepped on it three times, I'm reckless.
I'm reckless. I'm reckless.
You know I'm different.
You know I'm different.
You know it's all praise, holy God of the kitchen.
Hallelujah.
The wrist worth a half a million, did I mention? Dropped so many bricks in the rental, broke the suspension.
Woo!
I spent this morning what your life worth.
Talk.
Off that hot water lava lamp ice work.
I said talk. I said talk.
Applied pressure to the pipe burst. These niggas all crystal chandelier light work.
Light.
If they ain't rich, I ain't with them. Let me tell you how they set my young boy different. Sped up on a motorcycle, hopped off hill. He had the K, he had the 9, he had the cop dog with him.
Yeah. I tried to rosé with the caviar. Disappear you quick with the stick. It's like a magic wand. Walked in on my bitch with a bitch. You told the caviar. I pull up in the bay with a stick, bitch. I'm very boss.
True colors,
y'all know this is where Mr. AK OG Radio. We in here. We still in the building. I know everybody complaining about these gas prices. I mean, I see the memes, I see the messages, I see everything, man. So, couple things you need to know when asking for a ride from here on out until the gas prices drop. If you call somebody and ask them for a ride, and they say, do you got gas money? And you repeat, yeah, I got five on it. And they hang up on you, don't get mad. Because $5 is not gas money. I said that 2 years ago, $5 wasn't gas money. You got to come with like $30 or more right about now. And then, if you get in the car with me and give me the 20 for gas, and then you try to mess with my radio, I'm going to say you had to insert a dollar. I'm going to say you had to insert a dollar like the damn jukebox, because this ain't that. You asked for a ride to wherever you was going. That ride does not include you messing with my radio, my air conditioner, my windows. I don't care. Like, you got to deal with me and my car since you need a ride. Also, ladies, I'm just going to tell y'all this after GP. This ain't me speaking for myself. This is what guys is going to be thinking. These guys are singles, guys you mingling with, guys that you want to rock with. If you call a guy or text a guy and ask him to come over and you look at your clock and it's after 12:30, I'm just going to tell you out the gate what he's expecting, because gas prices is higher than that thing. So he's going to expect something. Now, don't be mad when he come over there and expect something and he just leave. And he be disrespectful, he just walk back out the door. Why? Because gas prices is high as heck. He's not going to make no trip over there in no 12:30, 1 o'clock and just conversate or talk or cuddle. You could have did that on the phone. Y'all got FaceTime and all that good stuff. So, ladies, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm not trying to be rude or whatever like that. I'm just saying, these gas prices are too high for guys to be sliding through the middle of the night for nothing. Fellas, don't think that he catching Ubers or driving over there to people driving over there to come get you and you not ready on time. Right now, the way gas prices are, if you tell me you need a ride and you tell me what time to be there and you not there, I'm gonna be like, Uber, you got a 3-minute window. I'm walking. I'm pulling off. No, I'm not coming in the house. The meter is running. And I'm GPSing. So how long it takes me to get there, I may add an extra $5 to $10 on that. Cause gas prices are too high for that mess. If you want me to come get your kid from school, I'm down. I'm down 110%. I'm down 130%. But me going to pick your kid up is going to cost you. Because one, you asked me to pick your kid up and drop him off. That don't mean food is included. Because I'm gonna do your child like if you grew up with me the way my aunties, my uncles, and my mama did me. When you ask for McDonald's, if you don't have McDonald's money, you better shut the heck up and ride in the back seat and get off TikTok. Because I don't know how some of y'all was raised, but I know a 95% of y'all who was in the car with y'all parents, uncles, aunties, whoever you was in the car with, and you asked for some McDonald's, and you know the first words came out their mouth, do you have some McDonald's money? Nowadays, these kids might have McDonald's money. 100% sure, but I think some of these kids do get McDonald's money. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I think some of these kids have McDonald's money right about now. I'm not 100% sure if they all do, but if they do, don't take the McDonald's. They got their own money. I'm that type of person. You got your own money? Cool. As long as you ain't digging in mine, we good. Matter of fact, get me some fries since you balling on a budget today. You gonna let me hold down the five. That's all I'm saying. Gonna let me hold down the five. If we doing the generous day, and I done drove around and, you know what I'm saying? Then yeah. Okay. If you are taking your grandparents somewhere, and you know granny or your grandfather, you know what I'm saying, how they used to bless you when you was a shorty, be prepared to drive more spots than one. Don't get mad. So prepare your gas tank for your grandparents, all right? And we trying to charge your grandparents for you taking them to the store or whatever you want to call it, because granny always looked out for you when you needed it. So that's the way we're going to keep it, all right? Now, we got the karma reply coming up a little bit later. Also, I'm going to continuously tell you I'm tripping on these gas prices, the Jussie Smollett situation, how much time he got, and all that other stuff. We're going to get into that, too. Right now, if we can get to a joint from a boy, nephew. Let's get it. Y'all already know what it is.
Oh, my Shakti.
Boy,
Mr.
AK.
Let's
go.
I'm feeling empty while feeling gifted, gotta repent it. Copped a couple properties, praying I get them rented. This whole year took a toll on my inner being. Struggling to bottle up lyrics to show I'm a genius. And glory is God, I've been fighting with demons. Fire sign, ran through hell with Christ-like features. Lost my granny, still learning to live while grieving. Then my mud dear, I swear my spirit is bleeding. Hard-coded in Chicago, I'm feeling anemic. Then lost a couple uncles in the pandemic. Who'd ever thought this nephew should have a deeper meaning? Damn, and they wanna know what he's streaming. That's like hating on Bitcoin but investing in Shiba. Got you praying that it hit a penny. This a highly classified mission that I'm engineering. Nigga, NEP didn't touch more lives than FEMA. Divine masculine, searching for feminine divas. My stumbling of DMs, but ain't spilling no semen. Just pull up a conversation and see if she drinking. To you civilians, that's what we call ego retention. Difference between making the meal and a million listens. Listen, I'm motivated, ain't no intermission. Cause lady, I've been side-eyeing those who say they love me. Cause the one I love showed me that angels get ugly. Shit been crazy through the years, but never cried as often. Cleared six figures and broke down in my new apartment. So what's the trade-off to accomplish all your deepest passions? When you can't share with the loved ones that prayed it happened. This ain't pain, this an interaction. Turning experience into a transaction. But you can't hide from the lights, camera, and the action. Shots on soul in 5K, we still can see you damaged. I wish life came with a pamphlet. Lemonade, a massage, and a good sandwich. Soul purpose, been searching for them soul answers. With a $1 million smile, navigating the madness. Still breaking all my old habits. Shit, you can see my aura busting through the fabric. But lately I ain't been too concerned with fashion. Cause running through the stock market got me spinning lavish. Portfolio full of Oreos. Now I'm fronting all endeavors like I'm Harry O. Shit, I could've bought a crib or bought a studio. Still chopping filet mignon and SpaghettiOs. Balance, you know the pride come before the fall. So what's the point of having vision if you can't see it all? And you know I can see it all. That's why I never had a problem not being tall. Only Napoli complex was wanting it all. I'm just getting what I'm owed, the rest for my dog. Hope they riding what I'm gone, rest in peace to the dog. Slipping and falling but still made it through the fall. So what's a rainy day when the sun in your heart? NFT, NEP, this is digital art. Threaded in
in the finest garments, the presence is gone. Black opulence, rap, the flow is evolved. It's that CMOS trap, I'm feeling like
drunk off light, that's a lot, bitch. Round queens all day, that ain't a temptation. They made me incorruptible. They can't build you in your mall, clip fustable. Just trying to get the W. You take your power back, they try to make another you. Any P-H-E, don't forget the W. Free smoke. That's why I got my hand closed. Like the Palo Santo. They want the free smoke. We got about a bolo. Santo sending the Santo. Free smoke. Who wants the free smoke? As long as they know. Like the Palo Santo.
Wanna fuck with a bitch like me. He's tryna hump on a bitch like me. He wanna ride in the passenger seat, but I told him ain't shit free, 50 on 3. Ain't shit cheap, drop another G. Ain't shit sweet, cavity to teeth. He about 6'3", ride him like a 10 speed. All up in the whip, he murder for the plea. I only fuck with a nigga got bread, good head, big feet and big beds. Low fade, bald head of the dread. Stick shift, I drift, I rev. Christmas, I gift, I sled. Lift, lift, suicide all day. Quick, quick, put the metal to the pad. We crisp, I be the butter for the spread, nigga, amen. I cruising, Medusa the skin. Two different blues, bitch, I'm BB, I spin. Gator paints in the bank, got the I to the M. Rolling in dough, look like pound and. Bought a coupe too red, but the top dead. Inside looking like Nino. Thoroughbred nigga like a mop head. Got a wrist same color as the Pico. Left for a little minute, now he back down. And the hood popping willies like Rico. Keep a dollar like his first name Creflo. Presto money, baby, I ain't tryna preach though. Good game, but he ain't tryna ref her. Good game, so he probably Hugh Hefner. Stone cold for the kill, no wrestler. I got E's on my line, don't Tesla. I got Vans on the rims, chrome diesel. Fire with the pipe, the exhaust blow freezo. Candy for the paint, wood grain be the easel. Slick shit, 100,000 for the free throw, let him eat though.
I told y'all I was coming here. Big wave, tsunami. Money coming in, paper folding every which way, origami. They thought I wasn't gonna be shit. Now I'm hotter than wasabi. And now we surfing on the remix. And I brought a legend to the
so many waves. I've been on the wave, I might take a dip. My air out the ice and freeze up a room, cause I've been on chill. Run up a few stacks, so now I'll relax. Your girl in my ear. I took what I got and went straight to the top, like what if we're here? I've been on the way, way, way. Get on my way, way, way. Try to numb me out, go, no. I'm here to stay, yeah, yeah, young God. From the bottom straight to the top.
Twista, remix.
Yeah.
Got the rocket effing with you saying Bel Air, my section. Look at how they watch it. Look at my stallion, look at my medallion. They don't got no money, look at they watch it. I be ballin' like a baby in the crater with no bottle winning with Sinatra. Haters hover like a drone in the zone, trying to put together a synopsis. Cussing they fuss cause they not fit. You fucking with us is preposterous. I could put a hole in your head in a hole like an ostrich. I could look at somebody and tell immediately if the energy right. Me getting scratches a hobby for real, cause I can speak on the beat and it's finna be nice. See your enemy try to flex and a new arrive. But did you get your shit yourself?
Did you?
My doors open up for open hour suicide. Nigga, stick yourself. Can't give me the probably, I'm gonna be busy. Just take a look at what I work for. Solo my Versace puppy like P. Diddy. I float on water like a surfboard. Ride away like Michael Jackson Moon. Walking through the water next to Michael Phelps. Spit it for the dream, get it for the team. You ain't got one, do it by yourself. She got it made, cause she got a plan. She just like me, I see her pay. So I ride a wave like I'm Aquaman. And my bitch ride one like a mermaid.
So many days I've been on the wave, I might take a dip. My air out the ice and freeze up a room, cause I've been on chill. Run up a few stacks, so now I'll relax. Your girl in my ear. I took what I got and went straight to the top, like what if we're here? I've been on the way, way, way. Get on my way, way, way. Try to knock me out, go, no. I'm here to
bottom straight to the top.
Top, yeah, yeah, woo, woo.
And what can I say, yeah, yeah, I've been on the way, yeah, yeah. I've been making the killing and minding my business, so stay out my way, yeah, yeah. Cause I ain't gon' play, yeah, yeah. Nah, she could get ugly, you gon' think I do real estate, yeah, yeah. Put you right in your play, yeah, yeah. It's on God, king shit, I'm an alpha. Blueprint to these rappers. Real stepper with a stick handy, got me feeling like a capper. Six handy like a pool hall, I be on the move like a U-Haul. Real niggas that'll slide for me, I just gotta get a Q-Dog. Newsflash, I need a few bags. Always getting new cash. I've been on the wave like a do-rag. No, on the wave like a surfboard. I'm up now, check the scoreboard. Collect money like a landlord. With your main bitch breaking headboards. Ooh. Don't get no sequels, I'm moving with caution.
Don't get no sequels, I'm moving with caution.
Miami so much, I could play for the Dolphins.
Miami so much, I could play for the Dolphins.
Everyday working, ain't missing a beat. Cause I gotta eat, and you niggas look like a beast. Bone up
for so many days, I've been on the way, but might take a dip. My air out the ice and freeze up a room, cause I've been on chill. Run up a few stacks, so now I'll relax, your girl in my ear. I took what I got and went straight to the top, like what if we're here? I've been on the way, way, way. Get on my way, way, way. Try to knock me out of cold, no. I'm here to stay, yeah, yeah, young God. From the bottom straight to the top.
You are now tuned in to the Caramel Reply with Anthony. What's your scoop?
Hey, y'all know what it is. Y'all done heard the intro. Y'all know what's going to go on at Caramel Reply with Amethyst. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you?
I'm all right. I'm just trying to figure out a better way to get around with these gas prices.
Well, you know that's going to be difficult because at the rate we're going, gas prices will keep going higher and higher.
Yeah, we're going to be at like $10 a gallon. I'm just going to be like, I'm going to go get my bike and just biking it around. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's true. Happy Friday and welcome to the Caramel What's Your Scoop Reply segment with Amethyst. If this is your first time tuning in, let me explain a little bit about this advice segment. If you have a story, question, or topic that you would like for me to give my opinion, you can send me an email at thecaramelreplywithamethyst@gmail.com. Don't worry, you can remain anonymous. The segment is not just open to relationship issues. Other topics are welcome. Question number one, topic effort versus effortless. Hey, Amethyst, my name is Kimberly. My boyfriend's sister moved in with us and her son. She split from her baby daddy and didn't have anywhere else to stay. It's been over a year and she still hasn't gotten on her feet to move out. I don't mean any harm, but I would like to have my space back. Amethyst, what should I do? Hi, Kimberly. Thank you for your submission. I understand that you feel that your boyfriend, sister, and son have outweighed their welcome. Listen, times are hard for everyone right now. One question, did you and your boyfriend set guidelines, rules, and give her a set time to move out, or at least make some preparations towards getting her world, life, and affairs intact? If you all did not make or set rules, then it's going to be difficult for her to move forward. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's your brother's sister, his blood. He may have told her something different, like, you can stay here as long as you need to. I truly understand that you want your space back. In fact, you need your space in order for your relationship to survive. Kimberly, try to be a little more supportive, but not to the detriment of your own sanity, peace, and your foundation, at least for the child. Also, be civil and talk to your man about your feelings, but not disrespectful, because he will turn on you. Remember, blood is thicker than water. Try to advise her in a meaningful way and help her work towards her independence. Show her how having her own space, job, and being responsible can benefit how her son progresses in his maturity along the way. You could also send her links to any job interviews that she may come across. And if she needs help, maybe suggest, hey, that the both of you can go over her resume to make sure it's updated. So in case she does run across a job, she will already be prepared. Kim, this is doable with the right approach. Everyone could benefit from this family coexistence. Communication is the key, and you should really voice your opinion. Good luck.
Look, this is real simple. When she first got ready to move in, you should have tried to make sure that she was working or she was getting some type of child support or something that can help her contribute to the house. Now, I understand, you know what I'm saying, a brother's going to look out for his little sister. That's his little sister. He going to make sure she's straight. But at some point in time, if you letting somebody in your crib and they doing whatever they do, they living, they got a kid, you know, you don't want to be like 2-4 and you know, make them feel like they got to hurry up and get out. But you got to also make sure that they're showing progress or effort to get out of the house. Because sometimes they won't show the effort to get out and they'll just get comfortable. So you have to be real lenient when you let somebody come stay with you. Now, if they don't have a job, yes, all of what you said is perfect. Help them with their resume, send them links, put them on Indeed, put them on LinkedIn, everything else in between. So she did right. They did right. And I think they should all just have a sit down and, you know, a big, what I want to say. Just have a sit down with her and just let her know, like, hey, yo, look, we want to help you, we love you, but you got to want to help yourself. So, yeah, I think they need to give her that intervention and see where it goes, and I hope it works out for them.
Mm-hmm. So before I get into the next question for the Caramel Reply, let's talk about some current news. Sadly, DC has made changes to their upcoming movie releases for Aquaman 2 and The Flash, which has been pushed back to March 17, 2023 and June 23, 2023. Supposedly, this is due to the COVID production delays that will cause the special effects needed to complete the film to not be ready until then. Shazam's release date has been changed to December 12th of this year versus its original release date, which was June
2nd, 2023. I don't understand.
So the Flash TV series on the CW could possibly be ending in season 8. It said that the cliffhanger in season 8 could possibly be the end, or it could actually lead until a season 9, but it is written to be a series finale if necessary. Now, I know that they had a hard time re-signing Grant Gustin to even get to a season 8. Because it was a long time before they could even get him to follow through with the contract after Vibe left and Harrison Wells. You know, mm-hmm. The storyline kind of went like in a different direction. Because like I said, it seemed like the first couple of seasons had the best story.
Yep.
The way that it was written, and then it kind of went off into, I think it kind of got lost. Like I said before, it always seems like Barry, that he can only do mm-hmm. his great is when he's going up against another speedster. It seems like when they try to write in other things that they lose the storytelling. Sometimes it kind of goes off and not in a good way. Sometimes it kind of goes off in a direction that kind of when they get to the end, sometimes it loses that dramatic effect.
Yep.
Sometimes, you know, it's kind of lackluster. So I guess going forward, I guess a lot of the original Arrowverse is gone off the TV anyway. I mean, they got rid of Black Lightning, Arrow's gone, Supergirl is gone.
Yeah, they ain't even last long
enough.
So
I guess they might. Mm-mm. No, I was upset about Black Lightning because I was like, we never really got the chance for Thunder and Lightning to, like, get into their own, you know, like,
right.
Solo. Like, to me, they really never really got into the character.
Nope.
Really good to see what they could do with that. And then they were supposed to have the Painkiller spinoff, and then they got asked.
I just feel like, once again, DC has continuously shot themselves in the foot with their TV series, their movies, and everything else because of just how they did like the battle for, you know, all the crossover episodes they had. Like, there's a lot of stuff that they, like, I don't know. I just don't know. I just be trying to figure out what's wrong with DC. And I know people who've been listening to the show, like, every time you and Amethyst talk about, like, Marvel and DC, you be just dogging out more DC. I really don't dog out DC. I like both sides. I've been a Batman fan for the longest of flat. Like, I am a real DC fan, too. I rock with Batman. Like, the Batman 80-minute series, one of the best 80-minute series ever to come out. I mean, like, I really, Justice League, the cartoon, one of my favorite cartoons, but I just feel like whoever's in control of DC is doing a crappy job, like, overall with their movies. Because I heard that the Batman didn't even get good reviews, and that's just more so is going to make me fire stick the movie. I mean, I know it sounds bogus, I'm saying it on the air, but it's like, I just be, like, hoping that somebody get it together. And I honestly, my honest opinion about DC, I really thought that they were going to get it together and to the point to where DC and Marvel as two different companies would be battling in each summer for, like, who got the best movies, who got the best ratings, to where they could do the, DC versus Marvel movie. And I was just like, they keep that or they can really, and I think that'll be a movie that could really save DC's series. But they don't have enough, I'm not going to say firepower, but they don't have enough box office firepower to where people going to really be intrigued by that. Now, the comic book people, they're going to lose their damn mind. They're going to want to go see that. They're going to be hanging on everything. But to the honest fan, to the novice fan, they're going to be like, man, all the DC movies been movies. And they'll be like, well, if the Marvel people take the bar and they just direct a movie and, you know, see to do what they do, it'll be a cool movie. But as I say, man, I hate to say it, but DC, just get it together, please. Just get consistent. That's for me. Because y'all letting us down.
I think that they would be fine. I think the problem is that they need to. I don't think that they're at the point to try to do a like universe. I think that they just need to, like, stick with, like, the solo films and then some of the characters cross over, but stop trying to use, like, the universe title and stop trying to emulate Marvel's format. That's the formula that works for them. Create your own. Stop trying to do what they do. And I say that there's so many other characters that they don't have to keep doing, like, the same characters. Like, I feel like people feel like that they can only do, like, Batman and The Flash. But
yeah,
there's so many other characters. There's
DC
a lot of other villains.
A lot of characters
and so many.
Are villains. They keep putting out Batman
Superman
movies.
Too.
They got so many Batman movies, so many Superman movies. They just not tapping into The Flash. I mean, they just not tapping into Aquaman. I mean, DC really got a lot. They could. They ain't even attempted a Justice League movie. I mean, not a Justice League movie, but Teen Titans movie. Like, the Justice League movie didn't do nothing for me. But there's so many characters that you can throw out there, just like Marvel did. I mean, come on, man. Like, Wait, they did Shazam, but they did that horribly. I don't, like I said, I just feel like they need to find some better directors.
I like Shazam for what it was, because Shazam, to me, was more like, it wasn't, to me, what made Shazam work better than the other ones, because Shazam was just silly and lighthearted. So to me, it was like more of a comedy. When they try to go too serious, to me, with the other films, that they try to cram too much into one thing, or they don't have enough. Just like for Batman versus Superman, there was not enough content in that at all. There was not enough content in Justice League. And in Justice League, the villain was horrible. Like, that was a total letdown. They got to what the villain really was.
Yeah,
but
it was terrible.
I think, too, that they get stuck with trying to repeat the same characters over and over again. Like, even for, like, Batman, he had so many villains, but I think that they can only figure out how to work with the same ones that we already know about.
Yeah.
I think they do the same thing for the other ones. That's why I said beyond that, I think they should focus on, you know, other characters. Or to me, I think that their best bet could have been to do like a villain cinematic universe. Because there's so many villains to try to leave a superhero alone until you figure out the right formula to make I think they need help with the storytelling. The other parts, I think, is okay. Because the visual parts, I mean, that you could tell that it's, like, totally different. Like, it's an upgrade that, like, they took on in a different direction just visually. Because I could see that when I saw the Batman, just, like, how the filming and all of that, that looks better compared to the other things. But the story is what lacks, I think, sometimes. They don't have a good solid storytelling.
Or
sometimes
I agree.
It's a little bit, like, they jump, like in Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Like, they jumped all over the place, and then it was, like, out of order, and then it didn't even make sense. When you think about the sequence of events, it did not match
up. That Wonder
Woman
joint didn't make no sense. That was so disappointing. I'm like, what is going on? What is this? It's just like they were like, all right, we're just going to make it action, and we ain't going to give them no good story. It's like, I just be wondering, like, do these DC people really read the comic books when they get ready to make a movie? Because, like, I feel like Marvel did a great job of actually allowing Stan Lee to put his print on the Marvel universe. Even when they started, people don't even know that the MCU started with Blade. If Blade would have failed, there would be no MCU. So I feel like that Marvel did exactly what you're supposed to do, was look at the comic books, keep most of the story to the point to where all the fans gravitate back to the movie, and then add little quirks and kinks and different things and say, oh, okay. Or add something from a different comic book and spin it into the movie. So, you know, it give you a little bit of surprise, a little difference, a little here and there. So I'm not mad. I'm just, like I said, I just really like, DC, if y'all listening to me, y'all should open up these comic books, start reading these comic books, take ideas from the comic books, and apply that to the movie. I think you will have a good formula because Marvel has been doing it for the longest. So just a little reminder, guys. It's not that hard, but hey, what do I know? You know, just take it from a fan. We're just trying to help y'all out.
Yes. Because I think that they could really, I think that they would really benefit, like, starting something new, like I said, not keep doing the same characters. I think that would be their best thing to do, and not necessarily try to do, like, a universe, because they might not be ready for that yet.
They're probably not.
But I know that they're supposed to do, well, maybe the third Shazam movie would feature Black Adam, perhaps, so maybe.
And you know what? I saw a trailer for Black Adam, and if it hold up to that trailer a little bit, DC, you might have saved your universe and everything with Black Adam, because I like the way it came on.
Because Pierce Brosnan, he looked just from that clip It looked like he would do good as Dr. Fate.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because, I mean, I think it should be solid. Just for the fact that The Rock was so passionate about this film for years,
mm-hmm.
he was determined to have it made. So it might be solid on just that. I'm pretty sure that him personally, that he had enough time to go back and maybe refer to the comics, maybe think about something that was working and didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
For him to be active in it so many years, it should be solid. Not saying that it might be mind-blowing, but I think it should be a solid movie from that.
I agree. I totally agree. And I think The Rock puts a little bit of money up to invest into the movie. So, yeah,
And Aquaman, I think it definitely should be better than the first one. Because the first one, I mean, I like the concept, but I think that they went into the water a little bit too quickly, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, to me, like, okay, it wasn't enough of Arthur's backstory. They just jumped from, okay, he's like this fisherman. Okay, we had a flashback scene to him and his parents, and bam, he's in the ocean. He's fighting. And it was just like, logically, the story didn't make sense. But it was supposed to have been, like, this supposed to have been his backstory, his origin. To me, we should have saw more of him preparing. Just about what he knew, maybe more time with him as a kid talking to the fish, you know, that they sped that one up a little bit too fast. It was just, like, rushed.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
You know, where you didn't really, like, feel it. I mean, like, you're supposed to feel it emotionally, but it's like it didn't really hit the heart the way that it should have.
Nope. It was trying to get him in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Aquaman, hurry up.
I think they should have, if they had waited, I think when, like, for this one, like, when you finally see him sitting at the throne, it would have been like, bam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if it had maybe ended, like, towards the, like, ending of the film, he hit the water, then he had the battle, and then when it came out in the second movie, then you could really get that feel for it, but
yeah. Mm-mm.
And then for the Flash, like I said, the Flash is okay. That's kind of like repetitive a little bit.
Yep.
Because we've already seen like this is the second Flash TV series that's been on TV, and we've already know the backstory with him going back in time and when he alters the universe and, you know, when he does that, and then he goes against the reverse Flash. Okay, we know that part already. But I say the best part that they revealed about to me was Flash, that Michael Keaton was going to be in it. Because I've been waiting for him to be Batman again since, you know, I've been waiting for old man Batman, okay? That's what I was waiting for, because he looked like old man Batman from Batman Beyond.
Mm-hmm. So,
I guess they're going to do, well, for young Batman, I always said that Jensen Ackles would have been a good Nightwing to me, but I know that he's older now, so, I mean, that's probably not going to happen. But I would say that to me, I think that he could have pulled that part off. But maybe they're going to kind of do, like, old man Batman with the Batgirl coming out, I think, on HBO Max, so maybe they're not going to do – maybe they're going to use him for that, since Michael Keaton is supposed to be in it, so maybe we'll still get a glimpse of that. But, you know, it's another actor who I say who was born for a role, but they never played it. Nathan Fillion, to me, would have been an awesome booster goal.
Yep. He got that personality.
I don't know. Yes, it's almost like when Ryan Reynolds playing Deadpool.
I think
he's playing Ryan Reynolds.
That's just him.
That's what I think about Nathan Fillion for Booster Gold. I think that would have been a good one. They could have even made like a TV series or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since you want to take a break before I go to question number two.
We definitely got to break, play some more music, and do all that greatness that we always do. I don't even know where I want to go this song, but I'm going to do it anyway because I can do what I want to on my show. I like messing with y'all. I'm finna get to some music for my boy Shopee. It's called Built Like This. Live right here, OG Radio, man. I know what it is.
I'm back.
All I wanted was a new Rari. All I wanted was a Bugatti. I don't wait, I go get my shit. I'm lit just like my wrist. Y'all niggas
look,
ain't built like
okay.
this. 6'2", got a lot of juice. I don't gotta shoot, but I follow through. Big black shadow when I'm coming through. Fuck a nigga really wanna do. It's IP they ain't playing with. I hear these niggas, they ain't saying shit. I'm still with the niggas that I came with. Different attitude on the same shit. You ain't bout money, I ain't tryna talk. Get your dog, nigga, take a walk. I ain't got a time cause I'm fucking raw. This should be against the fucking law. I'm a boss nigga like Ross nigga. Just a mouth flow like Floss nigga. If I rap again, they gotta cut the teeth. Chicago weather, this a fucking breeze. I see these rappers and they scary. Fuck a legend cause my flow is legendary. Undertaker, every beat they know I bury. You ain't fuck with me, time to pop your cherry. Man, this shit is scary, everybody G. But to me, them niggas really cap. Everybody sound the same on auto-tune. Don't nobody even fucking rap. Whatever they did, I did that a long time ago. Now a nigga chill, now they talk about it. Get a nigga chill, and y'all consider that as being real. I'm a heavyweight, they ain't fucking with me. If I'm on the ding, you know it's going up. 50 niggas with me when I'm showing up. And really, I'm just really warming up. All I wanted was a new Rari. All I wanted was a Bugatti. I don't wait, I go get my shit. I'm lit just like my wrist. Y'all niggas ain't built like that. Middle finger how a nigga feel. One call, get a nigga killed. I'm a big dog, even bigger deal. Colin Kaepernick, make a nigga kneel. I was born ready, they ain't ready. Everybody trying to make a friend. I'm a whole nigga, no hesitation. You don't want it, I'ma take it then. I'ma go get it, you a broke nigga. We ain't even in the same class. Been the rock like Dame Dash. That pussy goo, so I came fast. This rap shit ain't nothing to me. On my mama, they ain't fucking with me. All the killers, they like brothers to me. So keep it moving, it ain't nothing to see. Sometime I gotta remind niggas I'm an animal, that is a fact. All of this tap. Minus the fact that your favorite rapper, he really can't rap. Bitch, I'm a beast, fuck all the politics, all of it if you ain't getting no money. Should be comedians cause you a joking, you broken, you niggas is thinking it's funny. Look, it's that old P with that gold chain. Stepped out of that classroom and said, fuck peace, I want the whole thing. Look, what it hit though. I'm popping shit from the get-go. A lot of rappers say they doing it, but I don't see them doing it like this though. All I wanted was a new Rari. All I wanted was a Bugatti. I don't wait, I go get my shit. I'm lit just like my wrist. Y'all niggas ain't built like this. All I wanted was a new Rari. All I wanted was a Bugatti. I don't wait, I go get my shit. I'm lit just like my wrist. Y'all niggas ain't built like this.
Up and down your spine.
Y'all know it is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We still in the building. And we got that combo reply. We still rolling with my girl, Amethyst. What's going on?
So we're going to get right into question number two.
They were still in the ball, throwing lobs left and right.
So the topic is old school Easter versus new school Easter. I received a question from Miranda, and she said,
"Hey, what's going on,
Mike? I cannot get how some women dress their little girls like grown women instead of age-appropriate dresses. Girl, Easter is just around the corner. I remember when I was a little girl, I could not wait to get my hair washed, pressed, and full of ribbons. It was so much fun to see my mom do my sister's hair and cut my brother's hair. She was so cut, ironed, and practically remake our outfits to perfection. My point is that little girls look like little girls with tights, patent leather shoes, and boys in little suits. It was just so adorable. But these past years, I have not seen any of those things, not just the clothes, because the manufacturers are making replicas for all ages. I have seen two old hairstyles, braids down to the butt, big ponytails weighing them down, two sexy dresses and makeup. I know people dress their kids how they like, and that's fine. But in my opinion, children should not grow up too fast, especially with the girls. Do kids even steal high Easter eggs? Hi, Miranda. Thanks for your submission. I have some fun memories of Easter as a kid as well. My mom was passionately involved with every aspect of it. Let's not leave out the Easter bunny. My mom always dressed me in outfits with lace and frills, in addition to bows and ribbons to match my dresses. I always had that petticoat in order to make my dress stand out, and I had matching ruffle socks with the bows on the side. But I really did not like having to sit for what seemed like hours with her fussing over my hair and enduring the long process of using a relaxer or with me running from the pressing comb. My mom would say that you should be able to tell you are a little girl by how you are dressed. I understand how you feel, Miranda, because I look for the little girls in pretty dresses and a little matching socks and the cute hairstyles with barrettes and bows. But times have changed, and the younger generation is into the designer stuff, which is okay if done according to age appropriateness. But maybe since COVID is calming down some, maybe we will actually get to see some cute kids out and about dressed up for Easter. Heck, I am looking forward to Easter myself because I love hiding Easter eggs with my family. And yes, I'm going to get an Easter basket too. I always say keeping up with tradition is what makes life worth living. So I hope this is helpful.
Look, I know I was used to, when I was a kid, was used to going to church and understanding that it was Jesus' birthday. I think that's what, you know, that's what real me in the Easter and all that stuff. Well, it was more so a biblical thing about Easter. And I remember always having to do an Easter speech with my little Easter suit on and all that good mess. It's about going to church and being there all day, but it was for a good purpose. So I'm not hating. But when I remember about Easter is being at church all day, after service, eating, doing your Christmas, I mean, not your Christmas, but doing your Easter speech up there in front of all the people and everything else like that. So, yeah, it was a different time to where people was really dressing up. You know, I had my little Michael Jordan suit on, you know what I'm saying, doing my thing. My niece, my little cousin, she had on her little yellow Easter dress with the little white shoes, with the little gloves. And we painted Easter eggs. Now my niece, one of my youngest niece, she still be rocking with the, you know what I'm saying? She understand the real meaning of Easter, but she still want to put on a little dress. She still want to do a little Easter egg hunt. You know what I'm saying? I think she feels like she's too old for it, but I think she still does it because of, you know what I'm saying? That's, she like it. She just likes to do it. She likes to dress up, likes to do her hair, stuff like that. So I'm still with it. I still, you know, do the Easter egg, paint the Easter eggs, but I ain't going to have them. Why? Because my dog probably going to go in the backyard and either bury him or eat him. So I don't even have the Easter eggs no more. I might have to put her in the house just to do that. But, I mean, I think it's just this newer generation, and I also think that the generation after my generation, we didn't instill a lot of traditional things to these generations, so they feel like they could do what they want to. They could do, you know, they just make stuff up, you know. Even if it's fashion, it's tradition, holidays and all that stuff. So I don't know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm definitely going to celebrate Easter, but, hey, it is what it is. So, I mean, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then I don't even know, do people still make big Easter dinners? Like, you know, they make real Easter dinners. You know, they really cook, go crazy for Easter. Is it kind of like, kind of not really?
Well, I think it really depends. I know some people who still cook, like, big Easter dinner. Still, you know, they kind of do the same program for Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, they even go all out for New Year still. So I guess it really depends.
I mean,
or
maybe.
Or even sometimes Mother's Day and Father's Day, they do a lot too. Because I know some people that they made Father's Day, that they usually, Father's Day is all about the barbecue.
Yeah, you know what, I get on the grill. I do my thing. I get on the grill for Father's Day. I definitely get on the grill for Father's Day. You know, I make sure my bros, you know what I'm saying, I go by the meat, you know what I'm saying, make sure they straight on Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? We just chilling. We out there grilling and chilling, you know, we do what we gotta do. But I definitely make sure that we good on Father's Day. But like I said, I don't know, man. A lot of these, like, holidays now, I mean, people just, it's not the same. I mean, you know, what you was, but I don't think it is. But at the same time, some people still do have that tradition in their blood. I mean, yeah, I get it.
I think a lot of, too, sometimes, like I said, too, a lot of it really comes down to, like, the family dynamics. Because sometimes, like, even though you might have been raised in that way, but, you know, some families are close-knits, and some family that they go in their own different direction, and you don't see those people, and, like, you don't really have communication with them. So it's not going to be like it was when you was growing up, because it's kind of like that the parents and the grandparents is the one that was, like, putting the foundation together. So if they're no longer around, that people, you know, they kind of have their own family. They might have their own kids, or sometimes people, when they're dating somebody, that they don't attend their family events anymore at all. Sometimes they just go with whoever they may be dating, might spend all the time with their family.
Yeah.
So it just really, like, kind of depends what's going on with the people. But I think for some people, they probably keep the tradition. Other people, I think the tradition probably ended a long time ago, like years ago, I think, for some.
Yeah, I feel like that same way, too. I mean, sometimes people instill certain things in their kids, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they ride with the fad, sometimes they don't. I mean, I know it's kind of crazy for certain people. But, I mean, I think at the end of the day, still something in the family values, family traditions, things that families are going to remember, you know, things that the kids are going to start, you know, once they get a little bit older, they're going to start doing more. Then the older people just can sit back and chill and relax, you know, kind of like with the barbecue situation. Because I know I've always been the one who kind of like as I got older, as I got older, I started doing a little bit more of the grilling. And so now I just completely took over. I don't even care because, you know, I knew Unc was getting a little up there in the tooth, man, when he, you know, you tell when it's time for you to take over. And I knew when it was time for me to fully take over. And now I'm just, I do my thing now when it comes to the grill situation. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely appreciate the fact that I can get on the grill and do some damage, you know, make some good ribs and all that goodness. But, you know, I mean, I know these holidays is, I feel like the holidays are more so should just be about coming together with family and reminiscing on good times, not about all the other stuff that go on, you know what I'm saying? So stuff like that. So before we get up out of here, I just want to let people know that April 17th, I think it's 17th or the 16th. It's the 16th. We are doing another Puffin Poetry Party, April 16th. So definitely let, it's hosted by Poetic High, so that's Radio Rail and Genesis. The address is 7112 South Yates Boulevard in Chicago, Illinois. We'll have featured by Muva the Creator and Liana Lopez, so those will be our featured poets. Your boy, Mr. AK, I'll be the DJ for the night. So DJ AK38 be in the building. OG Radio be in the building. Definitely, if y'all and I do anything, make sure y'all go buy these tickets. General admission is $20. The VIP puff packs are $40. Make sure y'all come out and hang out with us, man. It's kind of what we do. This is going to be the fourth Puff and Poetry. The last three were amazing. Definitely make sure y'all come to this one. And just come out and enjoy some good music vibe with us. And also, I think that, well, I don't think, I know down the line in a few months that me and my OG Radio team is going to be putting together a showcase with some artists. I got a couple other things I got going on too. So we just going to be working here, OG Radio. I don't know about y'all, but y'all going to be able to see, if not all, most or some of us that's on the radio at OG or here at OG Radio live doing what we do or just hosting events. So that's what we got coming up, man. I'm still in progress of starting to shoot my documentary too. So somebody decided they wanted to do a documentary on OG Radio and I agreed to it and we are now sitting down in early stages of feeling. So that's all I got. Amethyst, what you got before we get out of here?
Just want to tell everybody to have a safe weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And just get out and do something fun. You know?
Right.
Not too crazy.
Right.
But still have fun and be safe.
No, I agree. I definitely agree with you. So, we finna get up out of here. It's your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, OG TV, all that good stuff. Man, it's your boy, Mr. AK. Y'all know how to send that at all my shows. Do what you love and love what you do and the rest of yourself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK. Amethyst, we out of here. Y'all be safe. And bundle up because it's coming out.
See you next
week. Peace out.
You know that I'm feeling you. I be all in my feelings when I'm feeling you. Said your ex never loved you, he pretended to. Let me take that job where the end up with. Tell me what you're thinking lately. Mind be racing, losing patience, isolation, contemplation. Broke niggas won't talk to you. Gotta find you a nigga worth conversation, huh? Let me step to the plate.